would you call it when you had a lot of rain in a little time?
Cloudburst.
Uh-huh.
Could be used then.
Yeah. Any other thing?
But
funny
this
names
the way, no. That's a term you had no word for in the Creole, the way the people talk. A cloudburst is purely an American term.
Yeah.
And they spoke of only in times here of plenty of rain.
That rain.
Mm-hmm. You see, you understand that's the way they express themselves.
Yeah.
But they had no specific name for a rain that was, in other words, a flood.
Yeah, a frog strangler?
No, nothing like that. You know, the language, it varies from place to place and what people actually mean. I realize that.
Or you might say, we had a good what? We had a good...
Well, we had
a good...
a heavy rain.
Okay, or the farmers got a good what? We had a good
rain.
A series of what? A series of...
They would use, they didn't, they didn't use the name shower at all. They didn't understand.
Uh-huh.
I remember a few years ago, now this is a little story, it's going to sound a little funny. There was a woman staying in that little house, and she knew a little English, you know, enough to get by, but not too much. But her mother tongue had been Creole.
Mm-hmm.
And she heard the weather report. And this fella was coming along the road, and he heard it, but he couldn't make out what it was. So when he got by, she was on the road, front porch. And he said, well, what did he say about the weather today? Well, he said they were going to have showers today, but didn't say anything about rain. Just showers.
Yeah.
So you see how she understood it.
Where does the wind come from usually here? It comes...
Well, we have north wind at this time of the year, oftentimes a west wind, but often we have the seasonal winds. This season of the year is out of the south. We have heavy south winds.
Uh-huh. Now,
some may call it monsoon rains, I don't know.
Yeah.
You may have various terms you apply to.
Yeah. Well, when you get a kind of a... the rain's not coming down hard, you know, you're having a little, you know.
Now the English term is drizzle, but there's no such time in the Creole language for drizzle, slow rain that I know of, that I can think of right now.
Yeah.
You see that you have so much of that background of that Creole and French in this section that words that they may use in other sections, you just don't have them.
Mm.
Now, I do a lot of genealogical work. Maybe I told you that. There's no such thing in the French language as stepfather, a stepmother, a stepbrother. You simply speak of them as a brother. There's no such thing as junior and senior, or third and fourth. You simply speak of it as the grandfather, the father, the son, and then they seem to forget about the whole thing right at that point. I guess they figure by the time the fourth one comes along, the grandfather is dead, and they step up a step. You understand?
Yeah.
Now that's what you meet here in what you're doing there. Mm-hmm. And you may not be aware of that.
Well,
this is strictly a Creole section, and there's just nowhere word to find for it.
Yeah. Now, you might wake up on the morning, you know, on a morning, and the wind just kind of seems to go right through you.
Yeah.
You say it's a little bit what today? In the spring, you know, it'd be a little bit what when you go from...
Well, I would say I would find it chilly.
Yeah, a few days were a little chilly a few days ago. And then you, on a morning when you can't see out, you say there's a what on the land?
A haze.
Or a fog.